听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 3 Lesson 1 Exercise 1 1
Yes?
Oh, I'm Mr. Johnston. Mr. Johnston from DE Plastics.
Yes?
Is Mr. Chang here?
Yes.
Ah, well, I wonder if you can help me.
2.
Good morning, I'm Mr. Tsai.
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Johnston from DE Plastics.
Hello, Mr. Johnston. Welcome to the company.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here.
This way, please, Mr. Johnston.
Unit 3. Lesson 1. Exercise 2. 1.
Good morning, I'm Mr. Tsai.
2.
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Johnston.
3.
Welcome to the company.
4.
I'm very pleased to be here.
5.
This way, please, Mr. Johnston.
Unit 3. Lesson 1. Exercise 7.
In our business, it is very important to visit our suppliers and their factories. There are two main reasons for this. The first is that we can see if the goods we are buying are manufactured to the best possible standard. And also, we can show the supplier that we are taking an active interest in what they do.
Unit 3. Lesson 2. Exercise 1.
Mind your head, Mr. Johnston.
Oh, yes. Thank you. What happens here?
This is where we manufacture our components.
Ah. And this, what's this for?
This is used for cutting raw materials.
I see. And what happens here?
This is where we check the output. It's our quality control.
I see. And over here, what's this for?
This is used for... Be careful, Mr. Johnston. Mind your head. Mr. Johnston. Mind your head.
Oh, dear.
Unit 3. Lesson 2. Exercise 4.
This is where the money is printed.
You can see the new money here.
It's not hot.
But you can't take it.
Unit 3. Lesson 2. Exercise 5. 1.
Don't touch. It's wet.
2.
Be careful, it's hot.
3.
Mind your fingers.
Unit 3. Lesson 2. Exercise 7.
Buying goods from a supplier is not just a question of knowing the price of the goods. A buyer should know something about the manufacturing process. Business is always easier if a buyer understands the problems that a supplier might have.
Unit 3. Lesson 3. Exercise 1.
Here's a menu, Mr. Johnston.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what would you like?
Let me see.
Can I help you? Can I recommend something?
Yes, please, Mr. Tsai.
The water snake is very good here.
Oh, okay. Good. The water snake.
Right. I think I have a chicken. After lunch, I'll show you the office.
Okay.
And I'll introduce you to the production manager and the sales manager.
Fine, Mr. Tsai. I look forward to that.
Good.
I enjoyed that. A really excellent lunch. Thank you.
Now, this evening, what are you doing this evening?
Nothing.
Well, would you like to have dinner with my family?
Well, thank you, Mr. Tsai. Yes, I'd like that.
Okay, I'll pick you up at the hotel at 7 o'clock.
Well, that's very kind of you.
You are welcome. Okay, now what are you doing at the weekend? Would you like to go to the mountains?
Well, thank you, but I've made other plans.
Oh, well, perhaps next time. There are some wonderful...
Unit 3. Lesson 3. Exercise 3.
This morning. Doing this afternoon. Are you doing this evening? What are you doing tonight?
Tomorrow morning. Doing tomorrow afternoon. Are you doing tomorrow evening? What are you doing tomorrow night?
Unit 3. Lesson 3. Exercise 6.
Business people are busy people. Finding time to do everything is often difficult. But if you have a visit from a customer, it is essential that you show that your customer is important to you. That means finding the time to be hospitable.
Unit 3. Lesson 4. Exercise 1.
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Chang.
Yes.
I need to talk to the production manager. I'll be in touch.
Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Goodbye, Mr. Chang.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your hospitality.
My pleasure, Mr. Johnson.
I've had a very interesting visit, Mr. Tsai. Your products are excellent and your prices are reasonable.
Thank you.
So, I look forward to doing business with your company.
Unit 3. Lesson 4. Exercise 6.
For people who are new to business, ending a visit or a meeting can be very difficult. If the host has been hospitable, many inexperienced people feel that they should end the visit with some offer to do business in the future, even though they know that this may not be in their company's best interests.